The news was published on Saturday, September 28th, 2024. I am Mike. All right, folks, let's dive into some juicy news that's shaking up Tinseltown. Lionsgate, that big studio behind flicks like The Hunger Games and John Wick, is about to flip the script on how movies are made. They're teaming up with this tech company called Runaway, and boy, are they going all in on AI? Now, I know what you're thinking. Mike, haven't we heard this AI song and dance before? Well, hold on to your popcorn because this is different. See, Lionsgate isn't just dipping its toes in the AI pool. They're doing a full cannonball. They're planning to use AI in every nook and cranny of their filmmaking process. We're talking pre-production, production, post-production, the whole shebang. It's like they're giving their entire movie-making machine an AI-powered turbo boost. Now, why are they doing this? Well, it's all about working smarter, not harder. They reckon AI can help speed up all those tedious tasks that eat up time and money. The stuff that makes filmmakers want to pull their hair out. By letting AI handle the grunt work, Lionsgate hopes their creative folks can focus on what they do best, spinning yarns that'll keep us glued to our seats. But here's where it gets really interesting. Lionsgate is planning to use something called generative AI models. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful of tech jargon, but stick with me here. Imagine you've got a super smart robot buddy who can come up with ideas, draw pictures, or even write bits of dialogue at the snap of your fingers. That's kind of what these generative AI models do. They can create new stuff based on what they've learned, almost like they're thinking for themselves. It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. The news was published on Saturday, September 28th, 2024. I'm Mike. So let's break down how Lionsgate plans to use this AI wizardry throughout their filmmaking process. It's like they're giving every department a high-tech upgrade. In pre-production, they're talking about using AI to help rewrite scripts. Now, don't worry, we're not talking about robots taking over screenwriting. It's more like having a super smart writing assistant who can help brainstorm ideas or suggest tweaks to dialogue. But it doesn't stop there. They're also planning to use AI to visualize creative ideas in real time. Imagine a director describing a scene, and boom, AI whips up a rough sketch or even a basic animation right then and there. It's like having a psychic artist who can read your mind and put your ideas on screen instantly. When it comes to actual production, that's where things get really wild. Lionsgate wants to use AI to let creators play around with different visual styles on the fly. Picture this. A director says, "Let's see what this scene looks like if we film it like a 1940s noir." And the AI instantly applies that style to the footage. Or maybe they want to change the background from a city street to a lunar landscape. With AI, that could be as easy as typing in a few words. And in post-production? Oh boy, that's where the real time-saving magic happens. We're talking faster color correction, speedier editing, and tools that let directors, editors, and effects teams collaborate in real time. It's like giving the post-production crew superpowers. They could potentially knock out in days what used to take weeks. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of AI in filmmaking, let's take a little trip down memory lane, shall we? Picture this. It's the late 1920s, and Hollywood is buzzing with excitement. Why? Well, they've just stumbled upon this crazy new technology that's about to turn the movie industry on its head. Yep, you guessed it. Sound in films. Can you imagine? For years, people had been watching these silent flicks, relying on dramatic facial expressions and title cards to follow the story. And then, boom, suddenly characters could talk, sing, and even whisper sweet nothings to each other. It was like giving the Mona Lisa a voice box. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff. Now, this wasn't just a small tweak to the filmmaking process. Oh no, this was a full-blown revolution. Think about it. Actors who'd made their careers in silent films suddenly had to prove they had decent voices. Some made it, some, well, let's just say they might have wished for a mute button. And it wasn't just the actors feeling the heat. Directors had to figure out how to capture sound without ruining their carefully crafted shots. You know those giant, clunky microphones you see in old-timey pictures? Yeah, those babies were everywhere, often hidden in plants or hanging just out of frame. It was like playing hide and seek with recording equipment. But here's the kicker. Despite all the challenges, this new technology opened up a whole new world of storytelling possibilities. Suddenly, filmmakers could use dialogue to develop characters, create tension, and even throw in a catchy tune or two. It was like giving a painter a whole new set of colors to play with. And just like that, movies went from being a novelty to a full-fledged art form. Fast forward to today, and we're standing on the brink of another major shift in filmmaking. AI is knocking on Hollywood's door, and it's bringing a toolbox that's just as game-changing as those first microphones. We're talking about technology that can help with everything from script writing to visual effects. It's like giving filmmakers a super smart assistant that never sleeps and can come up with ideas faster than you can say, action. Now, you might be thinking, hold up, Mike. Are you saying AI is going to be as big a deal as adding sound to movies? And you know what? It just might be. Because just like how talkies changed the way stories were told, AI has the potential to revolutionize every aspect of filmmaking. We're not just talking about making things faster or cheaper, although that's certainly part of it. We're talking about opening up new avenues for creativity, allowing filmmakers to bring ideas to life that were once thought impossible or too expensive to pull off. Of course, just like with the introduction of sound, there are going to be some growing pains. Some folks in the industry are worried about what this means for their jobs. Others are excited about the possibilities. But one thing's for sure, the movie industry is never going to be quite the same again. And personally, I can't wait to see what kind of magic comes out of this AI-powered movie revolution. Who knows? Maybe in a few years, we'll be looking back at pre-AI movies the same way we now look at silent films, with a mix of nostalgia and amazement at how far we've come. Now, let's hop in our time machine again and zip forward to the early 2000s. Hollywood was buzzing with another technological revolution, the shift from traditional film to digital cinematography. This change was just as seismic as the introduction of sound, and in many ways, it mirrors what's happening now with AI in filmmaking. Picture this. For over a century, movies were shot on these long strips of celluloid film. Directors and cinematographers had to be incredibly precise with their shots because film was expensive and you couldn't just delete a bad take and start over. It was an art form that required a mix of technical skill and creative vision. But then along came digital cameras and suddenly the game changed entirely. At first, many old school filmmakers were skeptical. They argued that digital couldn't capture the same warmth and depth as film. It was like telling a painter to swap their oils for a digital tablet. But you know what? Technology has a way of winning people over, especially when it starts to open up new creative possibilities. With digital cinematography, directors could now see their shots immediately on a monitor, rather than waiting for film to be developed. They could experiment more, try out different angles and lighting setups without worrying about wasting expensive film. It was like giving a chef an unlimited pantry. The only limit was their imagination. And let's talk about post-production. Editing a film used to involve physically cutting and splicing strips of celluloid. Can you imagine? It was like doing surgery on your movie. But with digital, editors could now manipulate footage on a computer, trying out different cuts and effects with just a few clicks. It was a game changer, allowing for more complex and visually stunning films to be made in less time, and often with smaller budgets. Now, this shift didn't happen overnight. Just like with AI today, there was resistance. Some directors swore they'd never give up their beloved film cameras. But gradually, as the technology improved and the benefits became clear, digital took over. Today, it's rare to see a movie shot on traditional film. So, how does this relate to the AI revolution we're seeing now? Well, in many ways, it's the same story playing out again. We've got a new technology that's promising to change every aspect of filmmaking, from pre-production to post. And, just like with digital cinematography, we're seeing a mix of excitement and skepticism. Some worry that AI might make the filmmaking process too automated, taking away the human touch that makes movies special. But others see it as a tool that can enhance creativity, not replace it. Think about it. If AI can handle some of the more tedious aspects of filmmaking, doesn't that free up filmmakers to focus on the big creative decisions? And just like how digital opened up filmmaking to a wider range of people, because let's face it, not everyone could afford to shoot on film, AI has the potential to democratize the process even further. Imagine a world where anyone with a good idea and a computer could create professional-looking visual effects or generate a first draft of a script. Lastly, AI could lead to some pretty mind-blowing stuff in the movie world. I mean, we're talking about stories and visuals that might make your jaw drop. Think about it. With AI, filmmakers could create scenes and effects that were just impossible before. It's like giving a painter a whole new set of colors they've never used. We might see movies that blend reality and fantasy in ways we've never imagined. Picture a sci-fi flick where the alien worlds look so real you feel like you could step right into them. Or a historical drama where the past comes alive with such detail you can practically smell the air of ancient Rome. AI could help directors push the boundaries of what's possible, creating immersive experiences that make us forget we're watching a movie at all. And it's not just about the visuals. AI could help craft more intricate plot lines, maybe even adapting the story in real time based on the audience's reactions. Wild, right? It's like choose your own adventure books on steroids. We might end up with films that feel alive, that respond to us as we watch them. Of course, this raises some interesting questions about the nature of storytelling and authorship, but that's a whole other can of worms. Now, here's where things might get a bit tricky. We could see a split in the film world, like when vinyl enthusiasts insist records sound better than digital. On one side, you'd have the AI-assisted films, pushing the envelope with their cutting-edge tech and mind-bending visuals. On the other, you'd have the purists making movies the old-fashioned way, arguing that true art comes from human hands and hearts alone. It could get pretty heated with debates about what counts as real filmmaking. Some might argue that AI-assisted films lack soul or authenticity, while others could say it's just another tool in the artist's toolkit, no different from CGI or green screens. We might even see film festivals and awards shows creating separate categories for AI and non-AI films. It's not hard to imagine a world where movie buffs argue passionately about whether an AI-assisted masterpiece deserves the same recognition as a human-only production. This divide could reshape how we think about creativity and authorship in film. Are AI-assisted films less pure or just a new form of collaborative art? It's a philosophical rabbit hole that could keep film critics and theorists busy for years. But let's talk dollars and cents for a minute. Because that's where AI could really shake things up in Tinseltown. Imagine being able to create stunning visual effects without a small army of VFX artists, or writing a first draft of a script in hours instead of weeks. AI could seriously streamline the whole filmmaking process, from pre-production planning to post-production editing. This could mean major savings in both time and money. And you know what that means? We might see a lot more movies hitting the screens each year. It's simple math. If it costs less and takes less time to make a movie, studios can greenlight more projects. This could be great news for indie filmmakers who've been struggling to get their visions funded. It might lead to a boom in creativity with all sorts of unique niche films that wouldn't have gotten made in the old system. But there's a flip side, of course. More movies doesn't always mean better movies. We could end up with a flood of mediocre AI-assisted films clogging up our streaming services. And there's the question of jobs. If AI can do the work of dozens of people, what happens to all those crew members? It's a classic case of technology disrupting an industry, and it'll be fascinating to see how Hollywood adapts. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mike, signing off and reminding you that whether it's AI-assisted or old school, at the end of the day, a great story is still a great story. Keep your eyes peeled, folks. The future of film is looking mighty interesting.